USDA officials are calling the Regional Conservation Partnership Program a new era in conservation efforts. Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller says the RCPP is an example of government at its best.
In that it's empowering local communities, local partnerships, but importantly, private landowners, farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners to take control, to identify what their needs are in their communities and their operations in their counties, and then bring and invite to the table both traditional partners like state agencies, like conservation districts, conservation organizations, sportsmen groups, but then invites to the conversation and to the table to design and deliver solutions other organizations that to date really have not had, a space or found a way, a venue for them to participate. These include agricultural commodity organizations and associations, farm groups, dairy cooperatives, but then also other units of governments like water utilities, other state and federal agencies who want to be part of the solution. And then also from the private sector, ag retailers, certified crop advisors, different retail associations, farm elevators, you name it. And across the country, they've come together in these locally led approaches to designing conservation solutions. They've developed excellent projects. And then we have the benefit of helping to support that and get these projects designed and on the ground.
USDA this week announced the funding of 115 projects in all 50 states and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico for $370 million under the RCPP.
Some of them are very large, very significant large-scale projects, but then there are also some projects that are going to be working at a smaller scale in the forests and in the farm communities. And what we're really excited about then is seeing how this partner locally led approach to conservation design and solutions is going to help innovate and bring new people to the table to help leverage our resources and, in the end of the day, get more done on the ground and accelerate and catalyze action in local communities. And I couldn't have been more excited about the response from the partnerships and from the agricultural and conservation communities to come to the table, to bring the creative ideas and to bring resources to really then demonstrate the value of investments in conservation, what it means for sustaining production, but also the sustaining the health of our environment.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.